And today I am back, and I am with Big D from the Void Crew.
Sorry, shouldn't we call me that? But yes, we're doing another one of these podcast-io things. What are we called?
Probably news.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there.
We are here. Yes, that is it. So we're actively not gaming again because we're using our ears and mouths.
I'm using both those, but I'm also using my hand. Oh, God. Cheeky. No, I'm using my hand because I'm playing Long Live the Queen right now, which is a game where you play as an anime princess and you've got to control the land and everyone wants to kill you. And it's very fun. And it's definitely
well, as
not
fun
the
as
girls,
that sounds, we've got to get on with the podcast because I've got to start my watch as well because I'm a special. Let's go into the first story. Something about music. Oh my god.
I've missed it.
It's been such a long time.
I'm addicted to the way it makes me feel.
Such a long time, right. So, I'm going to kick it off today, today's podcast with, well, I say today, this month, or whenever we, okay. Right, moving on.
Yeah, it's pretty monthly.
Here's my story, it's from a while ago. Paper gun causes special needs student in New York City to be expelled.
I want to hear the rest of the story.
So basically, an 8-year-old special needs student in New York, in a very expensive special school.
Eight. And this was a special school. It wasn't just a normal school.
So his dad was a military commander during the Kuwait War. But it wasn't even a gun that he was holding, by the way. It was a rolled up piece of paper.
Oh, so it wasn't like, it wasn't like one of those like crossbows they make out of paper.
No. It was literally just a rolled up piece of paper that, and then scrunched it bent at the end so he could hold it in his hand.
Oh, why didn't you mention that? Criminals should be locked away for years.
But yeah, I mean, he did threaten to kill two girls at the same time.
Okay.
But I mean, that's excusable. He's like, and his mum says he shouldn't be prejudiced because he's special, because everyone's there special.
Right, his mum is pro get arrested.
No, his mum is not get arrested. He said, she says that the school should be there to, and they say that the school is saying that he shouldn't be allowed to be educated there because, his really backhanded, like, insult your whole family, comment. You ready? Do you want to have a guess what it is?
No.
The principal, also known as the head teacher, in England, says that the student had a model for physically aggressive and inappropriate behaviour in his family, referencing his father's
a veteran
that's got medals.
Oh,
physically aggressive and inappropriate behaviour.
God damn it, Sam. These people are just protecting the country too darn much.
They're doing it too well, and yeah, they're just almost as good as Koreans are protecting their country.
Yeah, it's just not acceptable in these days, to be honest. I think this country should go to the dogs, and it's shocking that this country... What's that actually mean?
What does go to the dogs mean?
Yeah. I presume it means to go badly.
Well,
but, you know, why go to the dogs? A dog is that bad at running countries.
I never know,
but dogs
be you know, a dog, yeah, David?
Yeah.
What is that the modern day equivalent for many people? Hello, listeners. Today's secret word special finder, if you can, with my bad question challenge, is to find the word slave. Let's see if David gets the word slave through my badly worded and poorly explained questions. Slave.
You get.
No, that's not the right answer. So, moving on. So, that was quite depressing. I think threatening to kill a girl is understandable, but not, like, not just the whole paper gun.
Yeah. But
I mean, he was called Asher, so, I mean, that's Asher. One reason to expel him. Stupid name. Sorry if your name is Asher, but you shouldn't be listening to this podcast either.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
If you're called Asher, get out of here.
The best things are at the bottom of these articles on UPI.com is like,
UPI.
It's like 9 people you won't actually believe exist because they don't, because it's literally just a foot with a face and that it would physically not be possible. And then, like, there's also, men are raving about this muscle builder and it's literally just a man from
like the limits
just
build.
Being stretched.
Okay.
There's a picture of Obama looking angry, and also someone wearing a really, really tight-fitting towel.
Well, Sam.
So,
well.
And there's also some Sainsbury's baked bean advert. So.
Oh.
Also, can
I
just say this school? Did I say how much it costs?
Fiver.
Well, to create cohesion with last episode, it costs 127 kilos.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it costs 120. $1,000, which is approximately 400 pounds.
And I'm gonna Google. What can you buy for $120,000?
A lot of meth. I mean, I wouldn't know, but
there is actually a page called "What to Do with $120,000." Let's see.
Is it to Photoshop your face onto a foot?
Yes. Oh, to subscribe to his newsletters. This person cannot type. Yeah, this is just the world's most blatant advert. Fairly sure you don't have 120 grand. So this person was just sort of, you know, I think the true lesson here isn't that the child should be banned, but paper. You need to get rid of it.
And all games involving paper.
And all paper involving
games.
Oh,
wow, this is, you need to listen to the old episodes to get some of these jokes. This is banterific and throwback. When are we recording this? Saturday. Throwback Saturday. Dave wouldn't know because he just sits inside with his curtains drawn. So he doesn't know what time of day or what day or...
Well, I do have a clock on my computer. You realise that is how things work in the 21st century.
Yeah, but I've got a calendar, God, mate. It's got a thing about the pig of happiness.
Oh, is there any other kind of pig?
The pig of bacon.
So yeah, Hangman. I want Hangman banned right now. I want you to petition your local MP or whoever. I want them to ban
you
Hangman.
Do it. They ban everything, especially black people.
Well,
moving on. That was impressive. Oh, I love that. I am a sucker for that.
10 out of 10 with transition again. That sounds
so. Is this your are you doing your story or feature? Sorry, because I think
I was going to do my story.
Cool.
My story.
I'm going to go into heraldextra.com.
Right.
I mean, it's a tough act to follow with the special school.
Oh, no. This one is going to follow. A woman tried to buy meth from an off-duty cop for her sister's birthday. So, police arrested the woman after she approached an off-duty police officer and asked, "Can I buy some meth?
Hello, Susie. Can I buy some meth?"
And according to a police... Now, this kind of person, listen to his name. Does this scream meth buyer to you? Heather Rodriguez.
Well...
It's the whitest first name, and the most Mexican last name.
That is a combo,
that comes
together. It's like the producer and the top predator all in one.
So yeah, she removed a glass pipe.
She also sounds like the person that would buy a pregnancy tester out of Poundland. She looks like that kind of person.
Sorry, is there any other place to buy a pregnancy?
Well, I actually saw them on sale, and they look like the cheapest. They literally look like straws with like a red sticky note on top of them.
So she was arrested, as can imagine, because to be honest. If you walk up to the Queen and just say, "Yo, Queen, have you got any dank strawberry kush weed? I don't know." And she's going to be like, "No, but my guard does." And you sort of go up to the guard. And he's just sort of like, "Yes, yes, Lizzie, what did you want?" It's actually Prince Albert. Anyway, Prince Albert will just deal with
Prince
you.
Albert? Prince Albert? Does he even exist?
Yes, Prince Albert exists.
Of Monaco, yes, but...
He will deal with
no,
you.
No, pretty sure he's not. No, husband of Queen Victoria. Definitely wrong there. I've had a cheeky Google and you're wrong. But yeah, so apparently, I'm just reading the report now. She pulled out a glass pipe with meth in it from her bra. So, girls at our school store their phones in their bras. She stores meth pipes. So, there we go. I love the related news, Cuttle. Sorry, but there's one Provo high teacher accused of sexual abuse headed to trial, and he just looks like a sexual abuse. He's like so excited to be on there. Wait, what are you having a Google at now, mate? Were you having a little go?
not
I'll give you a little go if you know what I mean. Hey, oh my God.
Isn't that nice?
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Saying.
David, what might you find on a Mexican meth farm? Although meth isn't grown on a farm, what might you find on a Mexican cannabis farm?
I don't know. Mexican cannabis farm. Cannabis.
No. Wow. Nowhere close at all. You are really bad at today's...
Right, so, is this today's random word stuffy stuff?
Yeah, you should be on it, mate.
Mexican cannabis farms. Immigrants.
Sort of close. Well, quite close. But we're moving on. That's almost the right answer. But no cigar.
Mexicans?
No. Okay, so... Should we move on to our next thing? Because I think it's your feature.
It's time for my feature.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
Right, Hello! So, for today's feature, we've got something I can't remember thinking up, but I'm fairly sure I did.
I think it's my idea, to be honest. Because I'm a bit of a masochist and I'm like, I'm going to re-embarrass myself with this one, so I'm excited.
Okay, so this is called Shank or Shag, which you may or may not believe. It is the choice where you have to either murder someone in a very painful manner or have consensual sex with them. So I have five people on
Google Images so I can check them out.
No, I'm going to do it one at a time.
Brian
so the first
Cox.
One,
oh, Brian no, Cox!
The first one is the Queen, and you might be sort of stuck making a decision, but if you kill the Queen, everyone's going to see you. Everyone's going to see you do it. So, you know, you're going to be hiding in front of the police for the rest of your life.
Now, is this the current queen or is this a future queen? Because if it's a future queen, I have no complaints about the latter option, if you know what I mean. Hey, yo!
What am I going to do?
So is this Kate Middleton? Is this Liz?
This is the queen, the royal queen.
Well, as old as she is, I couldn't bear to shank her, so I'm afraid, as little as I want to do it, I'd have to go for a cheeky shag.
You're probably going to kill her. Are you aware of that?
By doing that, well...
Yeah, you'll probably kill her.
Very gentle. What if it's the young queen?
No, it's not. It's old. Ooh, darling. Okay, this next
She's a lovely lady.
This one will offend even more people if you kill them. Jesus Christ. No, Anne, let me say.
Now, this is a difficult one, because...
Oh, and this is going to be recorded in the Bible. So you'll travel back in time.
So it's going to be recorded in the Bible.
And if you kill him, you will kill him in place of the crucifixion.
Ah.
Yeah, so we'll all be learning about how Sam was a total retard and killed Jesus.
Now, I wouldn't want to kill Jesus, because again, he was a lovely man. But equally...
You don't want it recorded in the Bible in explicit detail.
No, and I don't want to change the course of history. So he would still be sacrificing himself, because I'm pretty sure he could deliver a mean uppercut.
No,
so I'm
going
to go for Shank,
won't.
But like he chooses to be shanked, as opposed to having his disciples.
No, as in he's walking through the streets of Bethlehem, you just stab him.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to say I'll stab him. And
so you're he could resurrect.
No, I think this is a better option, yeah. People would actually
you.
Prefer it.
We're all going to bully you, because you would want to kill Jesus, Sam. Jesus.
Yeah, but...
What do you call
Either
Jesus?
Way, it would prove a good moral overall.
No, it wouldn't, because we don't.
Can we just say
you.
These are hypothetical, and I don't want to do either of these options for either of these people.
Okay.
So you can't really pull me up on them in the future when I'm famous.
Okay, the next one. This is going to be one that is actually going to be pretty hard, because no matter what you do, he will either fight back or fight back.
Oh, cheeky! Is it a wrestler?
So this is. This next one is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Why are they all guys?
But, yes, Sam, because the Queen's a guy,
yeah,
Sam.
But she's really old, though. So that makes her a man.
So, yeah. Oh, no, this next one's much worse. So
Dwayne
if
The Rock
you
Johnson.
Him, you'll probably, he'll fight back, your face will be plastered over TV screens, everyone will hate you. You'll be the guy, you're done in cowardice, too. You're done in complete cowardice, everyone will hate you. Police won't arrest you for some reason, don't know why. But if you go through with it, he'll love you. And you'll have Dwayne Rock Johnson as your best friend.
I mean, I would actually really like that. So I'm thinking it's actually a decent price to pay. Because I wouldn't want to shack.
Dwayne is wife. Yeah, that's how it's going to work out soon enough, Sam.
It would promote gay pride. Why are you choosing men all the time? Sorry, guys.
I know, this next one's a woman. It's much, much, much worse.
Oh, God, I hope it's not like Amanda Bynes. Either way, I'm going to go for Shag, with the most respect. And then I think I'm going to do that, because then I'd be able to be a wrestler. I get like a... I'd be shot to fame. And people wouldn't necessarily know either, so, you know. My little seat. And his.
This next one is going to be...
Have you chosen any easy ones? Like,
yes, no. This is a fictional character and a real character in reality, because you know exactly what they look like. So I'm saying second book, Hermione Granger.
Second book, Hermione Granger.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
so how old is she in this?
13. This is getting a bit Rolf Harris-y.
This is getting Rolf Harris-y. This is too Rolf Harris for me.
No, but if you stab her, you don't get to enjoy Emma Watson.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go for the first one. And you did say it was consensual.
Yeah, but...
So there we go. So it's backfired, hasn't it?
The court won't believe that.
Well, what she says it is. There you go.
Because she's still 13. I'm not cool with this, Sam. I'm uncomfortable with this. Okay, finally.
This thing is great idea, mate.
This one's a bit more creative. Gabe Newell. And if you stab him, if you decide to shank him, you will lose your Steam account and never be able to make one again. And do you want to know what's worse? If you choose the other option, you will gain £1,000 to spend on Steam.
Oh, no.
Think of how many times you can buy Grid Autosport with that.
Oh, I can do a quick calculation if you want. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. So, £1,000 divided... Was it 2,000 or 1,000?
1,000
divided by 30. I can buy 33 copies and give it to all my 6 friends. Hey!
So, yeah. Is it seeming like a good value proposition?
No, because I could survive without my PC, so I'm going to go shank.
So the entire internet will absolutely hate you.
Yeah, I'll just not live on the internet.
I'll
live as a pseudonym. Well, I mean, you already do hate me. I'll live as a pseudonym. He's not a looker. I don't really want that. I don't really want Gabe his love, Gabe his life. I don't want him to fill me with his love.
Anyway, now my section's over. It's time for your story two.
Was that how many there were?
Yeah,
it's a bit uncomfortable that the easiest one to choose was a 13-year-old.
Anyway, on that bombshell, on to the next time.
Oh, my ears. That's so good, isn't it?
Someone call an ambulance.
Because your ears are so beautiful. Now you've listened to it.
So,
almost as old as a queen, a 61-year-old graffiti vandal led police on a 300-metre chase on a toy scooter after spray-painting the Kingscliff police station. There we go.
Not joking.
So...
Kingy boys rule.
He's quite a reb. So basically this guy in where is it? Tweed? A place called Tweed. Which once again is like the least
you wouldn't expect a crime in
no,
Tweed.
No, you'd expect like well maybe
David Truscott. You'd expect David Truscott.
You'd maybe expect someone getting shot by accident with a rifle while someone is wearing tweed, but not someone writing dumb cops and kingy boys rule with a Z. So this man, a senior vandal, was intercepted by the police a few blocks from the station, because obviously being 61, you can't really do any escape, so it's not actually that good. So he wrote lots of words, including kingy boys rule and other... illegible slogans, which probably mean swear words, in orange paint on the building early yesterday morning, which was approximately about a month ago.
Well, maybe it is just because...
Do you want to hear my Brian Cox answer to why it was a month ago?
Why?
We are all particles of dust, dissolved in water, yet as one. And as time is an ever-long continuum, we can become one together. And yet, as it is all one... We can move as one, but be ever the same distance from one town to another. I'm Brian Cox, and I like space and shit.
This can be an explanation for anything, like bloody anything. Yeah. Why are you taking the beans out? Well, you see, space is a big place.
Space is big,
there is a certain continuum,
but not as big
as
the entire universe, which is bigger than space itself. The reason why this man...
Hello, ladies. My name is Brian Cox, and I'll show you something bigger than space itself.
Can you not? I'm trying to be Brian Cox at the moment, please.
I will out-Brian Cox you, man.
Do you want to cock off?
I'm actually quite all
right,
yeah?
You got to do your best Brian Cox. 3, 2... You got to read this article in your Brian Cox voice. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wait, which article?
The one I'm reading at the moment. Despite his age, the man put up quite a fight, injuring 2 officers while they tried to arrest him. With Detective Inspector Brendan Cullen saying one of the officers suffered a shot. Oh my god, this guy fought back. This guy was a ninja.
Wait, he fought back?
He fought back and he injured two police officers. One of them suffered a serious shoulder injury. So obviously, No Fear Sports Direct scooters are lethal weapons.
Why are you praising this guy?
This guy is a BAMF.
No, he's not. Is he really?
No, he's a horrible graffitiist, and I'm pretty sure he should be put in prison for a while. Or at least fined.
Yeah.
It's not even good graffiti. It's like, near us on a roundabout, there's a cute giraffe spray painted onto like this old unused electricity box building thing, like literally just like a brick cube, and it's been spray painted on there, a little giraffe head, and it's really nice. And I think that should be encouraged because it's really cool and it livens up the place, especially on a motorway, but not on a police station writing Kingy Boys Rule.
Kingy
I mean,
boys
he's written it quite low to the ground. I'm surprised he can bend down that low without being like breaking his back.
Old people stereotypes. What?
Yeah, old people stereotypes. Put up quite a fight. Oh my god. Injuring two officers. Anyway, on that note, I think it's time for transition.
Bing! Well, that was quite the binging.
That was quite the binging. We have shot through this episode.
How long?
It's been about 25 minutes.
25.
So preferably, I really want you to like drag it out your thing.
Sam, I'm not going to drag something out.
But before you do that, we've got to get to the bottom of this predicament. So what might you find on a farm in Africa or America?
Lack of food.
No, not a lack of food. You've got to put all these clues together. What might you find on the farm? What do most people think are black, but not necessarily black?
Polar bears.
Nope.
Is it some kind of farm animal?
What concept and trade is now literally illegal everywhere?
Slave!
Slave! The correct word is slave! Ding, 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 ding. You win the amazing prize of nothing! Wow, that was worth it, wasn't it? No, it wasn't even really... Well...
Sam!
Yeah, you...
Does the concept of racism mean anything to you?
I said what is most commonly presumed to be black but could not, but is not necessarily black in most cases. That's not racist. No, that wasn't racist. People will say it's racist because they don't know what racism is. I'm work from UKIP and I know what racism is.
Anyway,
but yeah, so you were really bad at the clues and I thought that was quite an easy one. I chose one that would suit your taste and slavery. You love slavery because David has about 12 slaves at his house.
Makes me sound so. Right, what? Sorry, Sam, what was that?
I said.
Could you cut that out, please?
I'll bleep it so it makes it sound like what I've said is worse.
Anyway, today my story is, please, Clovis man shoots himself unintentionally. That may sound
Clovis?
Like your standard.
I love Clovis, but...
accidental suicide. But it gets one-upped because he was teaching his girlfriend how to beat Russian roulette. And he shot himself in the head and he died.
That's not funny.
So he was teaching his girlfriend how to play Russian roulette. He was also incredibly drunk. Probably didn't help.
Why did she stop him?
He placed a barrel of gun to his temple, pulled the trigger once, and the gun didn't fire. So he spun a chamber of a gun and shot himself, and except this time actually had a bullet in it. So he won Russian roulette. But then he decided to play another round and he lost and he died. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. in peace.
Rip in peace. Somehow, I don't really regret that he's dead because those people that choose to play Russian roulette generally aren't safe members of society.
As a man named Raphael Carrillo mentioned in the comments, Darwinism at its best, and I wholeheartedly agree. Agree. Well done, Raphael.
Well done, Raphael. You get a gold star.
Michael Lawton steps in and says, and the nation's average IQ trends upwards. The average American's much dumber than that.
Let's read some more comments, because this...
Steve Gershon said 3 out of 5 bad odds. You did kind of mess it up.
So, yeah, that is ridiculous, because he's obviously never played Russian roulette before. Franz Arl says... So how is this unintentionally? And he obviously doesn't know how to play Russian roulette because the whole point is to not shoot yourself. It's not a suicide mechanism. He's like, so how... But I thought you should play Russian roulette. The whole point is to shoot yourself. And he's like, go away, mate.
Oh, and then his friend stepped in. Well,
apparently Steve and Dave and Port knew him.
Ooh.
And I think it's a massive lie.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually so
Terry Kowanowski works at Toys R Us Canada. What a job, living the high life.
Wow. This is quite amazing.
Quite amazing. Also, David, this story is like 3 lines long.
Yeah, no, but I thought it was very funny.
Worth all of that. All of that.
This guy's actually quite funny. He's stealing jokes off the internet, but yeah, quite funny.
Quite a funny guy. Anyway, what a funny guy.
I think it's time for Sam's feature.
Oh, my feature. Oh, this is gonna be something else. But you're gonna have to wait for approximately 3 or 4 seconds to hear it. Wow, the waiting is up.
Oh, well.
So I suggest you load up your thing while I explain what we're about to do.
I've got it set up to listen.
So we are doing yeslin or wrestling. Basically, I love wrestling, and David has not. The only wrestler David knows is The Rock and Sheamus. And he didn't even know their theme songs. So this whole thing is, David's got to guess if it's a real song, or which would be yeslin, or a wrestler's theme song, which is wrestling. It's quite self-explanatory.
Will I know when there's sort of a gap between...
Yeah, they'll stop and there'll be a 5 second gap, so you need to pause each time in the thing. You can play along at home, because I'll play it along in the podcast, because you can hear it. You've got 10 seconds, usually at the start, but some of them I've skipped along a bit. So the first one, let's have a go, let's have a play. So you want to have a listen and tell me when you're done. Wow.
How long will it last?
10 seconds.
So, I've listened to the first one.
So, do you think that is yeslin, or do you think that is wrestling? I think this could be a really good game show. We're going to keep this feature coming back every week until there are no more wrestlers.
So, I'm going to say yeslin.
Yeslin? Yeslin, you are correct now.
Yeah!
There's a sub-competition going on this one. Who do you think does this song, and what is this song, and what album is it in?
Okay, so I think
so. I'll give you some clues until you guess it. So you can ask for clues every now and again.
Okay, I think that was Rolf Harris.
That wasn't Rolf Harris, but it does start with an R. It's a band.
Radiohead.
No, it's a band. Radiohead is a band. I forgot. Okay, I'll give you a clue. They are one of my favourite bands ever, and I went to see them at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep, correct. And do you know what song that is?
No.
Do you know what album it's from?
No.
Okay. You are really bad at this because you don't really listen to any music other than My Chemical Romance. So that is Sir Psycho Sexy from the album Blood Sugar Sex Magic by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Pretty funky, isn't it?
Okay.
Boom, boom.
Wow. How many songs are there?
There's 10. So it'll last a while. So no rush, guys. If you feel like hanging around in the podcast, which, I mean, you might as well do, it's downloaded, or you can pause at any time. Don't know why I said that, because I didn't need to, because you're already listening. So, should we go? Do you want
to
hear the second one, David?
Go to
number two.
Okay, I only listened to a bit of it, but I immediately know that that is wrestling. Am I correct?
Wait, sorry, I was listening to the thing. So, what's your guess?
I'm going to say wrestling, easily.
Drum roll.
I'm right.
That's right. Now, yeah. Do you know who...
Dave? Tyrone, Leroy.
No.
Jamal.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. So you got wrestling right. I'll give you a clue. These are not for worth points or anything. But this is a diva. It's a female wrestler. They are from England, from Norwich, England. I've probably talked about them.
Stop expecting me to know.
That's Paige. Paige. Divas, well, I'm like about a month behind, but at Payback.
You're literally going to be telling me
these. I'm basically not talking to you anymore. I've just watched Payback, and she's still the Divas champion. So, and don't tell me anything in the comments, because that's going to ruin my life. Okay, so, are you ready to listen to the third one?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Rising from the ground, echoes of the sound, ashes of the past, form the present and the future.
So, do you think that is yeslin or wrestling?
Okay, so
I can tell this feature is going to take off.
I think that was yeslin. You're going to explain my reasoning, because it had, the lyrics were very wrestling-y. It's like rising from the ground, and I think you picked that deliberately.
So, you think I've gone for a double bluff here?
Yeah, I think it was a yeslin.
I wish I had, because that's a wrestling! Hey!
Really? Are they that unoriginal? Rising from the ground?
I think that's quite good. I thought you'd say Yes Lane, because I thought you'd think it's just a pop song. No. So, do you know which wrestler that is? Male wrestler, part of NXT, developmental star.
No, I googled Rising from the ground and couldn't find anything.
He's Tyson Kidd. Wow. You can google these wrestlers and search for pictures.
We're going to go far, kid.
Ooh. Oh, he's about 30, so...
Okay.
So, do you want to listen to this next one? If you don't get it, you definitely haven't watched any wrestling in your life. Well, I say life. Like, past 10 years.
I haven't watched any wrestling in my life, so I'm probably not going
to
get it.
Okay, but let's have a listen to number 4. I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me. Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
It's impressive, isn't it? It's one of my favourite. No, are you Googling lyrics?
No, I'm not.
You are Googling lyrics, David.
No, I'm not Googling lyrics.
Is that yes or wrestling?
I can't remember what words it said. They don't understand, they talk to me or something?
No, that's not the right lyrics.
It's something like that.
No, stop Googling the lyrics.
I didn't Google lyrics,
stop
Sam.
Stop binging lyrics, then.
I didn't bing lyrics either. I use Google. I don't live like in 2011. That sounds very pop songy. So I think it's very obvious it's a pop song. So I think it's wrestling.
Right. First of all, how is that a pop song?
They don't understand. They talk to me. It does.
Yeah,
sound
the
like,
lyrics might.
No, not pop but song. Pop.
Well, okay, it's wrestling. Song. You're right. I'm gonna. Okay, I want to give you a half point, but I can't be bothered to add up half points. Like. No way, is that worth it? Not a pop song. You're ridiculous.
I meant,
you are
in,
ridiculous.
Like,
you're a stupid man, Mr. David.
I meant this in popular.
Oh. Anyway, so do you know who wrestler that is? I mean, there was a big clue beforehand, because I did say if you've listened to wrestling in the past 10 years, you will have heard it.
Oh, what's the one everyone knows?
And it's not John Cena.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. No,
it's Randy Orton, part of Evolution.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Orton.
Thanks, Mr. Orton. Wow. Wait.
Thanks, Mr. Orton,
sir. You know, for yesing or wrestling, number 5. Ever since I could remember. Yesing or wrestling. Okay. Hey! Explain your thinking, David, like you're on air.
It sounds too, like, it doesn't sound threatening enough to be a wrestling, so I'm going to say a yesling.
Correct! It is a yesling!
Yay!
You might actually know the artist. Like, you should take a wild guess.
Is it Panic at the Disco? Is it My Chemical Romance? Is it 21
Pilots? It's sort of similar to the stuff they've done.
Fall Out Boy?
No. It's Imagine Dragons.
Oh.
Do you know what song it is?
Not Radioactive.
It's Monster. Monster by Imagine Dragons. Well, it's actually another one of my... These are all really good songs. Right. They are starting to get a little easier as you go through, actually. I've done sort of in the wrong order. And you're already on 4 out of 5, so, I mean... I can't complain. So, are you ready? By the way, a lot of these songs don't have lyrics. And the themes don't have lyrics, so you can't just say if it. So that's a heads up. They're not all of the songs I've chosen. Some of these songs aren't instrumental.
You
ready? Have a little listen with your ears, as opposed to your eyes. Have you done Diddly Finished?
Yeah, it's easily wrestling.
Yes, it is easily wrestling. So do you know which wrestler that is? Here's a big clue. I mean, you probably have heard about this on Facebook. It was the man that broke the undefeated streak of The Undertaker.
Oh, I was going to say The Undertaker. I don't know.
It's Big Boy Brock Lesnar.
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
Never heard of him.
He's the UFC champion as well.
That's nice.
Broke 3 people's arms in like a week once. Anyway.
That's nice.
So he's a lovely man. So... Do you want to go for a number 7? You are getting quite good at this, and it's not actually that fun because you know you actually have an idea of what you're doing.
Yes, because I'm not a researcher.
I'm a bit tired, though. Anyway, so we're going to go for number 7. Lucky number 7. Time to play the game. Time to play the game! Is that wrestling or is that yeslin?
Wrestling. Yeah, I'll explain my logic. I've heard it.
Ah.
Don't know who. I've heard it, and I don't know. It just rings a bell.
Probably because I have it on my iPod, which is a little bit embarrassing, but I played it to you once, I think. That was stupid for choosing that, actually. That was really stupid, so that's not any fun. But yes, that is... Do you have any idea of what that song is called?
Time to play
that
the game.
That is exactly what that intro is called. I don't know how you got it. You must watch a lot of wrestling, David.
Of course. Anyway.
So do you want to go for number 8?
I'm saying yes, I think, because it's been wrestling twice in a row. And I'm honestly not sure.
Oh, you're such a Nazi, mate. That is yes, then.
Who is it?
But that's a poor logic, because it's been wrestling 3 times in a row already, anyway.
Who was it?
Can you guess? Because it's the same person that sings the game, the previous one, and they're a very distinct style.
No.
Do you know?
No.
That's Motorhead. I listen to a lot of Motorhead. Do you know what song
that is? Sam, we're blitzing through these. Don't slow down now.
Do you know what song that is?
Motorhead Needs Oil.
No, that would have been funny, but no, it's called Christine. It's about a car, I think.
No.
But so, you got 7 out of 8? Oh, ridiculous. Okay, so, number 9. This might be confusing, but let's have a go. But probably not to you, because you've never heard it. You can feel it in your fist when you boil it up. If the sky turns black, it don't
matter. We know the sun is coming up. That sounds so obviously yes thing, but I'm not sure.
Pardon?
That sounds so obviously yes thing, but I'm worried.
Is it wrestling or is it yes thing?
It's so obviously yes thing. I'm going to say wrestling.
Oh, you should have gone with your first instinct, because it is yes thing. Yeah,
really?
It's called Born to Run by Seven Lions.
It just sounded too obvious.
The reason that was supposed to sort of confuse you is because that's actually the theme for SmackDown. So,
well, then it's kind of... That is wrestling.
Yeah, but it's not a wrestling intro theme.
It's not wrestling intro theme.
You're such a wang.
Anyway, one more.
Should have chosen someone like Carlito or Wu-Tang, whatever his name is, Ku Klux Jimmy or something. Ku Klux Jimmy.
Ku Klux Jimmy. Anyway, on to the next one.
I'm excited.
Wrestling.
You didn't even finish it.
I know.
Yeah, that is wrestling. Do you know who that is?
Yeah. No.
Batista. Do you know who Batista is?
No.
Oh. Well, that's definitely no fun.
Anyway.
So, overall, you scored 90%, 9 out of 10, and that's incredibly disappointing, because I'd hope you get, like, maybe 3 or 4. Yeah. So, also, post what you got below in the comments, or for, like, on YouTube or Podomatic or whatever you're listening to it on. But, I thought that was a great feature, but obviously it wasn't. Obviously it was terrible.
Time for the outro music,
The outro music, because we've got one more section, feature.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, the infamous honourable mentions, which we're not rank ordering.
So, we're going to be wham-dowdly diddly hammering through our list, and I'm going to read through my 5, Sam's going to read through his 5, and we're going to see who is the best, and I promise you it's going to be me. Let us know in the comments which one you think was the best, and who you think had the best overall. So, to start off with mine, in bid to get arrested, man smashes police department's gumball machine. Carer smeared excrement on the face of elderly dementia patient. Pregnant NHS boob job model Josie Cunningham won't stop smoking because she's having a boy. Nanny leaves young kids in hot car to go tan. Oregon grandmother arrested after toddler drinks meth-laced tea. And KFC chicken turns out to be a deep-fried paper towel.
That is an extreme
Sam,
one
what
the
have
end.
You got?
So, mine, tough act to follow. Here are mine. Man arrested for the 4th time due to having sex with pool toys. Instead of a road sign telling cyclists to dismount, the Welsh translation informs them that bladder disease has returned. JetBlue planes or apologizes after girl denied toilet urinates in plane seat. Mother of 1-year-old daughter says council should warn people that objects get hot in the sun. And woman shoves 7 pubics, what, Publix, does that exist? Lobster tails down her pants, intended to trade them for drugs or Chinese food. Which is better? I don't know. Pubic lobsters.
Wow. So, let's transition out of this, because the whole point of honorable mentions is it goes fast, fast, fast!
How intense is that? So, thank you for all listening.
Yep, it's the end.
We did manage to drag it out even longer than last episode, fortunately. Unfortunately.
Yeah!
That was a massive waste of time.
So now we've got to sort of say how we can find this, because if you're listening to this on one thing, you might want to share it with your friends, and they may not know how to get it. So you can find us on YouTube, which is probably where you're listening to this. You can find us on iTunes. The link's going to be in the description of YouTube, and hopefully they'll all be interlaced. And you can also find us on Podomatic, which is a website where you host podcasts, so be sure to see if there's any of podcasts you're interested in.
So we'd really like it if you could like and share this video if you're watching it on YouTube, which is www.youtube.com/thelizardninja. That's my YouTube channel. And also, if you're listening to it on iTunes or Podomatic, it'd be great if you could leave us a review, especially if it's 5 stars as opposed to 1 star.
Yeah.
Because that just does something that's better than Jesus, who won't shank.
Anyway, so yeah. So yeah, if you'd like to share with your friends, that'd be awesome. If you have any news stories you'd like us to talk about, put them in the comments below, and you will be thanked when we get to them for the next episode, as long as they don't suck. So I've been David.
I've been Sam, but better.
Thank you for watching Probably News.
12.
See ya.
See ya, David's gay. Ha 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 ha. Ha.